TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Oh, Noah, I don't know what you did last week, but the traffic noise was way less. Oh, wait, I know what you did last week. We didn't record. But the week before that. So, keep it up.
Yeah.
I assume we're all recording and ready to sync up?
Yes, I am recording.
Recording.
I don't think Noah was recording until this very second.
What are you talking about?
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
All right, here we go.
As you will see when you listen to the recording, there's so much gold and shit.
It's nuggets. One way or another, it's nuggets.
You know what else might help? Is if I move my mic farther away from the window.
Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
You can hear my coughing because I've been sick for like a week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's not your fault.
And I was like, how's Noah? I was like, he's great. She's like, you don't know. You haven't seen him.
You don't give me that bullshit, Tim.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Andy's old job doesn't treat him very well, but his new job totally does. And we talk about some movies and streaming stuff, and we eventually hate on LaCroix. And when you hear this sound...
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Beautiful. B-E-A-utiful.
Beautiful like a big cock. That cock is so beautiful.
It's beautiful. That penis.
It's true.
Welcome to TanCast. No? Are we still doing the beautiful penis bit?
No.
Are we starting the show?
No, we're starting the show.
Penis!
Right. Yep. Yeah. Right?
Noah
disagrees. Welcome to TanCast. There, I started the show.
There we go.
The penis is so beautiful. Oh, I tickle myself sometimes. I don't know if you know this, guys. I don't know if you're aware. I just amuse the shit at myself sometimes.
Hey, who else is going to do it? You know what I mean?
Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm Tim, the TN TanCast.
You go first.
Yeah, I do go first. Yeah, thank you, Noah. Thank you. Yeah, I do. I do. I'm Andy on the A and TanCast.
I'm Noah on the A and TanCast. And this is Jackass.
All right, we did it.
We started it. Now the
now
shit
what?
Show can continue.
We do now. No, we've never gotten this far.
Hey, we haven't done this in a while. Can we do some tan laughs?
Sure.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Send in some knock knock jokes. Send in some yo mama jokes. Send in some damn dick jokes. Cause Tim and Andy know we're gonna read them to you. Eventually, they're gonna read them to you. Send them on in so we can read them to you. Yo mama at TanCast.com.
Tim, we could do whatever you want, buddy.
That's not true.
I mean, we could.
Let's go murder our enemies.
I mean, if you really want to, we could.
This one wasn't sent in by anybody. I just saw it on Facebook. Apple pie is $2 in Jamaica, but it's... Oh, shit. Hang on.
I thought, is that like an anti-joke, Tim? I don't get it.
Damn it.
Tim, that's like the kind of joke that Drew tells.
Well, it requires geography, which I don't have. Stupid Google.
No, are you going to do Tyler's Yo Mama jokes?
Sure, why not? I was actually trying to... Come on, Gmail. Do what the fuck I want you to do. Wait, are you done, Tim?
No, I'm trying to find it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, fine, fine. All right. What did I say?
Apple pie costs $2 in Jamaica.
Okay, great. Apple pie costs $2 in Jamaica, but it cost a slice of it. But it cost $2.50 in the Bahamas. Those are the pie rates of the Caribbean.
Oh my God!
Oh no!
Oh, what I knew was awful, and like now I'm making you wait for it.
Like, wait! Hold on a second, guys. You just wait for this. You just wait for this part. Come on, hold on. It's gonna be good. Well, just wait.
Oh.
You're welcome.
No. Okay.
That's from me to you.
I got a throwback Tan laugh. I'm pretty sure we didn't do this one, but he sent it all the way back in September. So hope you're still listening, Roger. What's the difference between a dead baby and a bathtub?
Lots of things.
You can't fuck a bathtub.
Oh. No.
And Roger signs off with, "Sweet Christmas."
Oh, I imagine. No. I was going to say, imagine Luke Cage was on about then, but I don't think it was back in September.
Well, if not, then that was more than just timely. That was prescient.
No, I meant Luke Cage had already come and gone. I think we were stuck with Iron Fist. No, Iron Fist was this time last year.
Yeah.
So maybe it was the Defenders.
Defenders, maybe.
Or maybe he's just a big Luke Cage fan or Christmas fan. Could Who be. Knows?
Christmas in September. Why not?
Roger, write in and clear this shit up.
Clear it up, Roger. And right. Clear it out.
Do they do Noah?
Oh, okay. This is from Tyler. He said, "It's been a while, but here's some new Yo Mama jokes." Been a while. Yo Mama is so ugly, she made the devil go to church. That's pretty ugly.
That is.
Devil's like, fuck this shit. Your mama is so fat, when she made a PSN account, the network crashed. Hey-o! Let's see. Oh, your mama is so fat, in Undertale, Omega Flowery's mouth isn't big enough to eat her? I have no idea what the fuck that means.
Sick burn?
I haven't played Undertale, but I do know who Flowery is. I'm guessing Omega Flowery is probably Flowery's final form.
Yeah, what Andy said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That final form. Woo! Should be filing up and stuff. Your mama is so fat. In Steven Universe, she's a fusion of all the crystal gems. Again, no idea what that is.
My favorite part about these last two jokes is I barely get them.
I mean, I'm sure that means he's very fat, if I had to guess.
Or maybe big. I don't know.
These are your mama's so fat jokes for like the millennial generation. That's all I got. Thanks, Tyler.
All right, we did it.
All right.
So how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Did you touch a penis all day long?
Oh,
we
shit.
Didn't do 2 weeks.
Sorry, I just realized I didn't make my car payment this month. I'm gonna do that now.
Yeah, do that before they come and take your car away from you.
They will do that sometimes.
Yeah,
I would just assume like they did not.
Month. I mean, yeah, that's a given.
Yeah.
What's my stupid password?
While Tim figures out his password, I started a new job.
Huzzah!
Yes, and the Monday of my second week, I felt a little weird driving into work, and then while at work, suddenly felt like I was dizzy and might pass out. So,
did you die?
No. I asked the guy sitting across from me, I'm like, this is probably a weird question from a guy that you just met last week, but are my lips blue by any chance? He's like, no, they look okay. So I thought maybe it was, you know, like stress or lack of sleep, or, you know, maybe it was just low blood sugar or something. But continued to feel funky the rest of the day, woke up feeling like even worse the next day, and instead of driving to work, drove to the doctor. And they hooked me up to an EKG, and they looked in my ears, and they're like, yeah, it's probably an inner ear thing, which, you know, we can't actually look all the way in the inner ears, but it certainly shows all the signs. So I've been on steroids ever since, trying to get rid of this dizziness and vertigo. But the EKG came back clean, so I'm not dying.
Damn it.
But it was really great for, you know, days, what was it, 7 and 8 of my new job to not be able to drive into the office. I mean, they're cool with people, like, working remote. It wasn't a big deal for them or whatever. But it felt super fucking shady for me. Like, I was like, I don't feel good about asking about this. So there could have been a stress component of it, too. I was like, oh, you just started this job. Don't be sick. Don't be dying, certainly.
You should try never to be dying.
Yeah.
If you can avoid it.
Yes, which is why I went to the doctor. Also,
comma,
these 2 weeks, my previous employer managed to fuck up my final paycheck, which discovered when I got a normal paycheck last week, and then contacted their payroll department. I was like, hey, something happened. Then payroll didn't bother to reply to me on Friday. So I followed up again on Monday, and finally, like Monday afternoon, after a couple emails from me, it was, oh yeah, because they haven't actually terminated you in the system, but I'll, you know, we'll go ahead and terminate you. So then I wait and I wait and I wait, and still no sign of the final paycheck. So I start pinging them again towards the end of the week, and there's like no reply on Thursday. And so like I start calling people, like nobody's answering the phone. So I like start escalating. I'm like, what the actual fuck? And all of a sudden, like as soon as I escalated, like 1,000 people get back to me. I'm like, where the fuck were you earlier today? And then I found out Thursday evening that they had finally gotten off their asses and actually terminated me in the system almost 2 weeks to the day after I left the company. I was like, IT had me shut off later that evening between getting my paycheck and having my corporate email account turned off. Guess which one I actually care about? Oh, I literally sent that email to them. I literally said that.
Not figuratively?
No. In exactly those words.
I literally did that.
Yes.
Literally.
I ran it by my wife first. I was like, is this too much? I feel like it's too much, but also fuck them. I've got a real low fuck with me tolerance, and that... because of some shady employers in my, you know, 2 decades ago past, it's been a long time. I got a real low tolerance for payroll fucking around with stuff.
I mean, yeah, that does suck. Especially like if you're like the only breadwinner and you know, you got a house payment and all these other things that.
Yes. And I just started a new job, which means I have to. You know, it's like once you're actually on the treadmill, it's like, okay, you know, work, get paid, work, get paid, work, get paid. But what you're actually getting paid for is the previous period that you worked. So yes. I've got to work a whole period and then wait for a payroll. So another week and then I get paid. So like it was going to be a while before I got paid at the new place. So, yeah, I wanted that final fucking paycheck.
I was like, it is so interesting how like unaware employees of their rights. Like, I remember when I got laid off from a job or I quit a job, I think it was, and they were like, my manager's like, oh, we'll get you your paycheck in the regular schedule time, right? Mm-hmm. But then I talked to our friend Stephanie, and she's like, no, if you quit, they have to give you your paycheck within like a certain amount of days of you quitting. I was like, really? I had no idea.
Yep.
Thank you, Stephanie.
That's not universal in the U.S. That's actually a state law in California.
Ah, okay.
And there are a couple of states that you can probably pick them out. They tend to be blue when elections happen. There are a couple of states that go for the employee rights in that case. Everywhere else defaults back to what the Department of Labor says, and the Department of Labor says you can wait until the next paycheck. But, in California, especially if you're quitting and you give notice, yeah, I think it's if you give, it's like more than 3 days notice or something like that, they need to have the check ready for you on the last day, or like within 24 hours of your last day or something like that. I'd have to go back and check, and it doesn't really matter to me that much anymore because it's been 12 years since I've lived in the state.
Yeah.
But, that's specific to California. And then when I was telling my wife that my last paycheck would come out, you know, like I'd get a live check mailed to me on the normal payroll date instead of direct deposit. She's like, no, that's bullshit. You gave them notice. Like, yeah, honey, that's California. That ain't here. But I did double check, and it is supposed to be still on the normal payroll schedule here. and they're already more than a week past. So there, more than two payroll periods have now passed. But supposedly I'm getting my fucking money on Monday. So, yay. I'll tell you who I'm going to be on the phone with on Monday if I don't get it, though. Department of Labor. Because, even though I know starting a Department of Labor complaint against a previous employer kind of burns that bridge, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with my money. It's a simple rule.
So simple. Don't fuck with the man's money.
Yeah. Fuck you. Pay me.
Pay me what you owe me.
Yes, that is the thing. So in all of this, the payroll person who was like not responding until I escalated and then like over responded, one of the things that she replied with was, I'll give you a call in a few minutes. And then an hour later emailed me, like waited until the end of the day, emailed me. So I sent an email back that was the, between having the email shut off and getting my money, guess which one I care about email. And I sent that to, like, the entire HR department. So, like, her boss, her boss's boss, everybody. Then she hopped right on the phone and called me. I didn't answer because at that point I was walking to my car. I was done with that day. The voicemail was something like, because part of the thing that I wanted wasn't just the money. It's like I need to know things like my 401k contribution and my health savings account contribution, because both of those are limited by the IRS. So, like, I need to know those so that I can tell my new employer how much they can take out so that I don't go over IRS limits. I also need to know how much money was already withheld for taxes so I can figure out taxes for the next 9 months, because I've got a different salary. So, yeah, this is like, it's not just the money. It's holding up a bunch of other payroll and paycheck shit that my new employer needs from me. So the voicemail that she left was something about like, well, you know, we usually don't do this, but, I can go over with you what all of the numbers are. Way to miss the fucking point. Like, I'm waiting on that. I don't need you to, like, hold my hand through that. I don't need you to help me figure that out. That's not what I'm asking for. I just need to know what the fucking numbers are, and I don't know the fucking numbers until I get my final paycheck that has the paycheck or the pay stub attached with the final fucking numbers. So if you had paid me, I'd also have that. So, yeah, it was, like, on top of everything else, for her to be acting like, well, I'll do you this great big favor, like, no, I'd have what I needed already if you had done your fucking job. So, I'm aggravated, but I got a weekend to stew about it and then wait until Monday to find out if it's going to happen. So, I got that to look forward to.
Say, that is good news.
Yes.
The goodiest.
Yes. But, that's my 2 weeks in a nutshell. How was everyone else's?
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, it was fine.
Oh, I forgot. We all did get new glasses last week. So my wife looks like a sexy librarian.
I said that first. I thought he meant like all of us. Yes.
No one doesn't even wear glasses anymore. And I've had the same shitty pair since the first day I got glasses.
No, everyone in my family. So I don't know if they came that way and we didn't notice them, or it was like just hours after getting them. But Drew's, the shoulder or whatever, the edge where like it goes from being the flat glasses to the part that goes over your ear. That was bent, and the nose piece was bent on one side within, like, hours of him having them. So, that was great. And he keeps leaving them random places around the house and getting yelled at for it and then doing it again the very next day. So, I think after he busts the shit out of these pair, the next time we get him glasses, we are getting him the cheapest pair.
The cheapest one?
Yes.
We
spent a bunch of money on this.
But you have to say in a deep voice.
Yes. And the dude is not taking care of them.
Wait, how old is he?
9, almost 10.
A 9-year-old doesn't take care of his shit? That's weird.
That is so weird.
Almost exactly what I've read about every 9-year-old ever.
When they're the things that add vision to your life, when they're the things that make able to see things far away, when it's the source of your superpower, you take fucking care of it.
Yes, when all those things are true, you're still 9.
Yes. I understand where you're coming from.
You're goddamn 40.
When I was his age and I got glasses, it was a life-changing event, and I took good fucking care of them.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to get your mom on the line. Hang on.
You go ahead.
Oh, wait. I just have to roll over. She's in bed.
All right.
All right. That's not nice. Annie's mom is a lovely lady.
Hey, my,
I took care of her.
Lovely lady.
My mom is a handsome woman, and if she wants to hop into bed with my buddy Tim, that is on her.
What a man and another man do and a clown. I don't remember how that joke goes, but... It's none of my gosh darn business.
One of my comedian friends said every comedian once a year should watch Dave Attell's... I forgot the name of the special. It's the special you're talking about. It's where that joke comes from. You should watch that special just to remind yourself you ain't shit.
Does he hold that special in high esteem?
Yes.
I mean, he was a funny dude, Dave Attell.
Yeah. What happened?
None of my gosh darn business.
Yeah. But, I don't think that my wife really believes me, but her glasses have definitely awoken some sort of sexy librarian thing in me.
Wait, in you?
In me, yes.
You're a sexy librarian now?
No. Thing four. Yes. My wife put on glasses, and suddenly
I transformed.
Now
you're a sexy librarian. I don't know what it is, but you put on glasses makes me a sexy librarian.
Yes. It's the weirdest thing. It's like kryptonite for sexy librarianism.
Let me show like you about the Dewey Decimal System. Yeah.
Sort of red kryptonite. What's red kryptonite's powers? Whatever the fuck the writers needed that time.
My week, can't really say my week was eventful. I've been sick, but you know, that's always fun.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like when you got a cough sickness that just won't go away, you're like, yep, thank you, body. You're the best.
Yep.
I went on a boat.
Ooh.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. I'm on a boat.
On
I made a reference to that. I'm on a boat. And like people looked at me like, what? Oh, that was a thing, wasn't it? I'm like, wow, how soon we forget.
Yes.
So my company finally had their Christmas party.
Neat. In March?
A couple days before St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, yep. That's how you do it.
That's how we do it pretty much every year, though.
So they just took all the red... the red decorations they'd got and just toss those right on overboard.
Yep, just kept the green ones. So they held it on a boat, and so we just went around the bay for about 4 hours and then came back. And there was... unfortunately, they couldn't have known this when they scheduled it, but it was also raining, so the parts about hanging out on the deck were pretty much scuttled.
Yeah.
No one wanted to hang out on a rain deck?
Hey, you want to be wet and miserable? Come up on deck!
That is weird.
But the bottom floor had like a photo booth thing and also gambling. Like they gave you like chip. Like they just like there was a contest. Like whoever had the most chips, like the five people who had the most chips got American Express gift card at the end of the night. But you could just go up to any table and be like, "Hey, I didn't get my chips." They'll just hand you $500 of chips. I was like, if I had known that, I would have just kept going to different tables and I. Like, even if I didn't gamble at all, I would have gotten about as much as the fifth place winner, and so I probably could have, you know, gotten in there.
Oceans won.
But I was playing blackjack, and I was like, they're like, okay, 2 minutes left. I'm like, oh, this will probably be the last hand. All right, fine, I'm putting everything in, because what does it matter? Like, these chips aren't worth anything after this.
Yeah.
So then I won the hand, I was like, yes! And they're like, wait, we have time for one more hand. I'm like, let it ride! No.
Oh.
However, if I had won that time when I let it ride, I definitely would have been one of the top. I would have gotten the gift card.
Nice.
I didn't know that at the time. Instead, I got a mouthful of failure.
Yeah, like Tim likes.
How did it taste, Tim?
Like failure.
Faily.
Familiar.
Oh.
I'm like, I've had this taste in my mouth before. On stage, and on record, go to the Wiz and select it. Take it off the rack. If it's whack, put it back. I like the Whopper. Fuck the Big Mac. No?
If you got static, let's go. Something go for what you know.
And speaking of mouthfuls, as I was momentarily, my wife is on this thing called the Whole 30. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Is that where... Never mind.
I'm like, do you actually know you're going to say something fucked up?
I was going to say something fucked up.
Yeah,
you take a whole 30 inches of dick or something so, like yeah, that.
Something
is that
like
what
that.
You're
come on,
say?
Tim. You know me, buddy. You know me.
I thought you might actually know because you're into, you know,
I just met. We've been friends a long time, buddy. You know what's up. You know what I'm about.
You know it ain't gonna be anything helpful.
You know I don't do that. Come on.
I'm gonna poke holes in your damn boat. So it's this thing where, like, you can't eat
dick.
No, that's I believe that you can still eat dick. Okay. You can't eat sugar, dairy, grains, legumes.
Okay.
So basically she can have vegetables and meat.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So taking her to the boat thing, I was like, great. Of all the options here, you can have that vegetable platter. Enjoy. And coffee. She could have coffee.
Was she able to disassemble like a cold cut sandwich or something and like at least have the meat out of it?
If there had been cold cut sandwiches, yes.
Well.
Oh, wait, no, there was actual meat
that
she could have.
Okay.
I forgot. Like, she just couldn't have like the sauce.
Sauce.
Mm. Meanwhile, I'm on a diet called getting fatter, and I am sticking to it.
Neat. Yeah. I've been trying to be good, but I keep stress eating because of the whole, like, would I get the new job? And then when I thought that I'd fucked up the interview with the managing director, and then when I was leaving my old job and trying to, you know, get everything closed down, and yeah, so I'm with you, buddy. I've pudged out a little bit over the last 3 months.
Oh, I just did it because it turns out there's food available and it's delicious.
Food is pretty delicious.
Yes.
And soda. And they brought back the old Pepsi can design, so I had one.
Oh.
I'm normally a Coke guy, but the old Pepsi, like from the 80s. I pictured Alfonso moonwalking his little jacket.
Aw. You gotta have some of that.
Bumping into Michael Jackson.
Is it real throwback Pepsi, though? Is it the made with sugar stuff?
No.
Oh. It's just the design?
Andy, you care about that. I don't care about that.
But it's delicious.
It's not.
It's so much better.
It actually somehow tastes less sweet.
Yes, a little bit, but like in a very good way. Oof. Maybe I just remember my childhood better than you.
No, I remember my childhood better than anyone.
Probably. You do have a really good memory.
That's it.
That wasn't even...
Oh, watch Jessica Jones.
Yes. I think I'm 3 episodes in.
Oh, keep with it.
Yeah.
It's still probably slow. It gets better.
It is slow, but it's like...
Just like being gay, Andy.
You got to push through the pain.
No, it gets better.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I thought you meant like acutely, like, oh, this isn't used to that. Oh, okay. Yeah, now I see what they were talking about. Yeah, okay.
Hope that doesn't affect the recording. I just emptied the recycle bin.
I didn't hear it.
Well, it's still doing it.
Okay.
Oof. Well, it's getting rid of 2 gigabytes worth of stuff.
Woo!
Oh!
AK...
I thought you meant literally a recycling bin, like you were dumping some cans and shit.
You know me.
And I was like, well, I don't hear any cans and stuff.
What does he mean 2 gigabytes of stuff? Like, how many cans is that?
how many Pepsi did you drink, Tim?
Just the one with lots of Coke, though.
Oh, man. my new work has free snacks. I have been avoiding those.
That's a good way to get fat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what my work has those as well.
Yes. So when they did the introduction to the office, it's here's where you get free coffee, and it's like fresh ground stuff, which I'm like, great, don't drink coffee, that's fine. They're like, here's where the free snacks are, and my penis started to tingle a little bit, and then they pointed, and here's our Coke machine, and I was fully erect.
Wait, was it a free Coke machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Do they have any openings for people who are skillless but also annoying?
I don't know, but I'll check.
Please do.
I got a good relationship with the recruiting people, so we'll see if there's something for you. There actually is an office in your area, so hot singles, apply now. So I don't know if this is everywhere or if it's just our office because, you know, like Atlanta is the home of Coke. So if maybe it happened because of that.
Because there's like other
there's like other Atlanta things. To Atlanta or to my office?
No, they have all the Cokey stuff.
Yeah, World of Coke.
Yeah, you could try like a million zillion flavors.
Yes, we have that.
That's amazing.
That's near me. You want to know something funny?
There, Andy?
Everyone else in my family went there one day. I had to work. I have never been there. I've been in Atlanta.
We can all
for...
go visit Andy and take him to the Coke thing.
Yes.
Now that's a reason to visit Andy.
Yeah.
We'll jump up, freeze frame, high five in the air. I did that in the
not,
wrong order.
Not because we want to see Andy. He's our good friend. No, we got to go see the Coke.
Right. And we don't want to rent a car, so we'll just go and Andy will drive.
Yes. Yeah. Andy, you drive, right?
Yeah. Okay, guys. I'll be your Uber.
You got a vehicle big enough to carry a bunch of people, don't you? I mean, you got family.
I mean, Andy, if I come visit, I can only stay for a little bit. I got other stuff I need to do, so we'll go to the Coke Museum. And that's it.
That's okay.
Then drop me right back off at the airport.
Yeah, instead of your Uber driver, you'll have an Unter driver.
Holy shit, that would be funny.
Just go visit Andy.
To literally fly in, go to the Coke Museum, whatever, and then fly back out.
I've had business trips kind of like
Andy,
that.
Just like, why would you spend all that money to go to the Coke Museum?
Because they got so many flavors.
I am sure you could order a can of each flavor for cheaper than the plane tickets to fly there.
No, they don't have flavors that you can order though.
No, they've got things from like Indonesia.
Like in flavors
I'm
that
sure
they need.
You can pay a guy to ship you some shit from Indonesia.
Probably.
Well, no, flavors that they don't even have like sell. Like they tried
it. Did you say salad?
And like it didn't work. No, sell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, salad flavored Coke.
Flavors they don't even have, like salad. Why would you want that?
Salad flavored Coke.
I like to cleanse my palate with some salad.
Yes.
Ooh, you really taste that kale.
So yeah, that's Tim. Not only do we have a free Coke machine that's just like the dispenser. It's not a freestyle. It's push your cup on and it dispenses one of eight flavors. But we also have kind of like a random thing for visitors to the office, where it's just a big ass machine, and if you hug it, it dispenses a Coke. And it could be a Coke, it could be a Diet Coke, it could be a Coke Zero. I think there may be a couple of other things loaded up. But yeah, it's just like it's fully random. And if you don't like it, you can just, like, put the can on top of the machine and hug it again, and it'll try another random one for you.
You hug it?
You hug it.
Like, you go up and hug it?
Yes. There are sensors on opposite sides of the machine, and when you connect those sensors by hugging the machine, it spits a Coke out at you.
This is at your work?
At my work.
That is weird.
Yes. Yeah, so I've had more than zero soda in the past 2 weeks, which is not great.
No, it's great.
It was. I was like, oh, sugar and caffeine. Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, I missed you.
Oh, back to Jessica Jones, though?
Oh, yes, yes.
Binging television shows is a young man's game.
Yeah, I got through the first two episodes. I was like, oh, man, I'm just going to stay up all...
I was like, I think I was down to the last four episodes, and yeah, I was, and then I was like, oh, I'll watch this one. I'm like, well, I'll just watch one more. I'm like, well, now it's the last two. I gotta see how this ends. And I'm like, well, now it's 9:04 in the morning, and I'm tired as shit.
Oh man, we put Drew to bed last night, and I'd started playing some video games when I got home, and then we changed our reservations since I got home early to go to dinner, like a birthday dinner thing for my wife. Early.
Your wife.
So I paused it and I just left it on pause. And then I was like, oh, I want to come back and finish that mission. Well, Caitlin had gone upstairs and she was just watching something. Drew had gone to bed. Next thing I know, like I look up at the clock and I think I'm lucky that I now suck apparently at reading analog clocks. And also it's kind of dim, so it's tough to figure out exactly where the hands were. Because I was like, fuck me, 2:30? What the fuck, I am going to be wrecked. No wonder I feel like shit now that I think about it.
2:30.
And then I got up and looked at an actual clock, and it was 1:30, and it wasn't actually that late, and I'm old. But, I woke up this morning and rolled right back over and got like four more hours of sleep and then barely woke up in time for Tancast today.
Good thing, because we started right on time, prompt as usual.
Yep. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm late. My computer's like, hey, let me help you with that late thing. Oh, motherfucker. But it's working now. Good boy, computer. Good boy. I love you. So good. Oh, that was one cool thing. Work got me a very, very pretty MacBook Pro to do my work on. I think so sexy.
How sexy is it?
Oh, and it's so much lighter than my last laptop.
Do you put Caitlin's glasses on it and cuddle?
Oh, man. I do so much more than cuddle.
You dirty motherfucker.
Really, really inappropriate for a work laptop, but, you know, sometimes you just can't help it.
I watched Stuff this week.
Stuff, you say?
How was Stuff? I heard good things about Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see A Wrinkle in Time yet?
No. I heard it wasn't
Me
good.
Me either.
And, you know, there's a few movies that I was kind of on the fence about, and then I read the views. I'm like, even for MoviePass, I don't know. Like, Death Wish, heard it was not great at all. I'm like,
I mean, it didn't look good.
No.
It kind of had that appeal to me of, like, vigilanteism, but it just, when I read the reviews, it just said it wasn't good. You know, I kind of like Bruce Willis. He does what he does. I haven't been, MoviePass is getting me. I haven't not been using my MoviePass.
I tried to find A Wrinkle in Time, and there wasn't one at my local theater that I could go see.
Huh.
It made me angry.
That's weird.
It's playing at the Alamo Drafthouse. I know that.
I mean, there was two that I could drive a half hour to go see, but I was like, eh.
I don't want to see it that bad. Did you ever read the book, Tim?
Nope.
Neither did I.
Oh, yeah. Not reading.
Oh, yeah. Reading, not good. Something.
I read the first
they
three.
They say it affects your vocabulary, but I don't believe it.
I read the first three books when I was a kid. Actually, I read them with my dad, or maybe my dad read them too. Yeah, I think my dad read them too, my brother and I. I didn't realize that during my childhood, the writer came back, because those books were like old when we were reading them, and I'm super old. But when we were like right around the time we were reading them, apparently the writer released two more books in the series, and I just had no fucking idea until my wife bought the whole series to read with Drew.
Exciting.
It kind of blew my mind. Like, Now I kind of want to know what happens in the last two books. Like,
this, you can look online.
This wasn't made for me.
Yeah, you have to read that shit.
Yes,
you can look online.
I'm aware. Wow. Sorry, I was trying to look up what kind of reviews Wrinkle in Time is getting, and just autoplay video all up in my ears.
Yes. It's annoying.
Assholes. Fucking hate that shit. So apparently Wrinkle in Time's got a Metascore of 53, which is mixed or average reviews. And Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 40%, 5.2 out of 10, which is almost exactly what Metascore gave it. Yeah, apparently looks good, but like overly ambitious and kind of meanders.
I think for Wrinkle Time, it's not so much, well, the reviews are kind of it, but like it wasn't like I had a strong desire to see it. Like if I was like, I don't know if I carry the way, so the reviews are really good, I'm like, oh, I'll check it out. But the fact they're middling, I'm like, yeah, I didn't really was excited to see it anyway, so I'm going to keep not seeing it.
I can definitely see that. meanwhile, I loved that book series. Well, I guess what of it I read when I was a kid. So I was super jazzed to see it, and now I'm kind of disappointed. Like, I haven't even seen it to know if the movie would actually disappoint me. I'm just disappointed, I guess, in anticipation.
Disappointed!
Yes.
There's a new Wes Anderson movie coming out that I want to see that looks weird. I mean, I know that's kind of given for him, but looks kind of weirder than almost anything he's done before.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it, but look at the trailer. It's animation, the style of Fantastic Mr. Fox. And
is it the dog thing?
Yes.
Where the dog bites a tick off the dude's nose and spits it into a bucket or something?
That might be one of the things that happens. But yeah,
that's like the very first thing that happens, and then after a few more seconds, you can skip that trailer.
I think it looks interesting.
I just mean, like, if you're trying to watch something and the trailer comes up, that's how far you have to watch before you can hit skip. I didn't realize that was Wes Anderson. I just realized it was in the way of my fucking Seth Meyers videos.
Meanwhile, if you try to watch stuff on IMDb, they're going to try to show you an ad before the trailer, which is itself a fucking ad.
Wait, let's try to show you an ad before the trailer.
Yes, so like if you want to watch trailers, don't go to IMDb. So whereas Tim is trying to watch a Seth Meyers video and getting a trailer, if you go to IMDb, they're going to put like a Pepsi ad or a Tide ad or whatever, and then you can watch a trailer. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm willingly trying to watch an advertisement for a movie. Get your money from them.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what looks awesome and is coming out on Tim's birthday, and I'm sure he is totally looking forward to it?
The Adventures of Poop?
No. Sherlock Gnomes, the follow-up to the hit movie Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely see that.
Oh yeah,
I might not even use my movie pass. I might just pay money.
Yeah, like, take my money or take someone's money.
Something else is coming out on my birthday that I was like, eh.
Let's see. Pacific Rim Uprising, Midnight there it Sun.
Is. You good job, Andy. You figured it out.
Yay.
Did you guys watch the new trailer for Avengers?
No.
There's a new one?
Well, the one that came out yesterday.
No.
Oh. So good.
Did you know that Belle is so long?
What?
Belle is so long.
Belle is so long?
We watched Belle and then we stopped.
Oh, the movie.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast is a long movie, so that's why we turned it off last night?
Yeah. And it's so long, we turned it off last night.
Oh. Whole movie. Did you know that Uncle Noah
also,
is so long?
Watched a movie like not really a movie. It was just Jurassic Monsters. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. We watched a movie about preschool monsters. It's a series.
I love how children just sound like they're just like they haven't thought about what they're gonna say yet. They're just making up as they go.
Well, there goes another successful segment of Toddler Talk here on Tancast. Join us next week when Pee-Pee is also poo-poo.
Pee-Pee is also poo-poo.
Oh, there's a sneak preview.
Pee-Pee is also poo-poo.
And I apologize to you, Danelle, for launching that grenade into their living room.
Mom, Dad, sending me alone.
Good luck.
Daddy said something. I must repeat it.
Oh, and he's running straight to Michael with that.
hey, Michael, guess what?
Michael,
I heard?
Michael, were you aware that pee-pee is also poo-poo?
Daddy just came up with something great.
This changes everything!
We might try and hit our local Toys R Us today.
Before they go away?
Yep. See if we got any of them deals. May get some Legos for less money.
Oh, I'm sure they jacked up the prices of the Legos and then, like, marked them down. This is early yet.
At least one of them around here is closing in, like, the end of the month.
Oh, well, give it a shot.
I was like, yeah. I mean, we don't have to buy anything.
Yeah,
there's no rule that says once you walk in, you have to buy something.
Oh, pro tip. If you've got the Amazon app on your phone, you can, like, scan the barcode, and it'll tell you how much the thing costs on Amazon. So you can see if it's actually a deal.
I was going to tell him the same
thing. I mean,
thing.
That's good for the listeners, but you don't think I didn't know that shit?
Okay.
Tim's like, you don't get this diaper money by being dumb.
Anyway, the new Avengers trailer, I was like, I'm not gonna watch it, and then I've watched it 3 times.
That good, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah, makes me happy.
When's it come out?
April 27th.
Soon. Oh yeah, a little bit longer. I'm not watching trailers or watching that trailer.
And then I was watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last night, and they said a new trailer was gonna drop today. I don't know if the commercial was just wrong.
I have a coworker who I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like, I'm not watching any trailers because I want things spoiled. He's like, well, there's this rumor that blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's also something I didn't want to know. He's like, well, it's just a rumor. I'm like, I don't know if you noticed, I'm avoiding stuff.
How about if you shut up?
But yeah, I'm not going to say the rumor because you guys haven't heard it.
Yeah, I don't know that I've heard it. I've heard there's a rumor that the 20th Century Fox characters won't be in the movie because they won't. I think it's pretty solid.
That's a solid rumor. You can take that to the bank and cash it.
You mean like the X-Men First Class characters?
Any of them? X-Men, Fantastic Four. I guess that's all they own, right?
Deadpool.
Oh, well, I consider him an X-Man.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, he's a mutate, not a mutant, but goes along.
Although it would be awesome if they just got Ryan Reynolds to cameo and didn't explain it.
That would be hilarious.
He just wearing like a red suit.
Yep.
Not specific red suit, just a red suit.
I will say, it does look crowded with characters. Like, it has the potential to be a clusterfuck.
It does, the first Avengers movie had that.
But now they're bringing everyone together, right? Like, even more.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's way more characters than in that first Avengers movie.
Do we know how long it is?
It is supposedly the longest Marvel movie so far.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Ziggity-doo. Yeah. And it's like, this is just part one, right?
Well, no, there's another Avengers movie next year, but they've backed off from calling it Infinity War Part 2. And that was just Untitled Avengers Sequel.
But weren't those
because
originally
they say
titles?
The title of the next event, a what?
Was it originally like Infinity War 1 and Infinity War 2?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they originally said, and then they changed that, and now they've said that the title of the second Avengers or the fourth Avengers movie will be a spoiler, so they're not going to release it till after the movie.
Wait, what?
They're not going to release the title of the fourth Avengers movie
until after this movie comes out. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. The fourth Avengers movie's title is a spoiler for the fourth Avengers movie, so they're not going to tell you what it's called until after you watch
it. That's why I was like, wait, what did you just say? What I thought you said?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
I'd like to see Avengers movie.
This movie was called Bruce.
Star Wars Episode 5, Luke, I am your father.
Which apparently he never said.
You're right. He never did. Just like Kirk never said, beam me up, Scotty.
Yep.
And what's his head never said, play it again, Sam.
Yep.
So funny, like how like that just people's, I don't know who, someone starts it. And then everyone's like, yeah.
That was said, right? Fits all of our memories so well.
Got any gum?
I don't have any gum.
I do have gum.
Oh, wait, I lied. I have fucking gum everywhere.
Yeah, see?
I got flavors. I got tropical fruit. I got classic bubble gum. I got juicy fruit.
Damn.
Don't you worry about me.
Juicy fruit is going to move ya.
Do you have any fruit stripe gum? A.K.A. 5 seconds of fruit flavor followed by an hour of jaw pain?
Why don't you stop chewing it before that hour is up?
No, it's done. Andy. Like, if you've got it in there for 5 seconds, it's too late.
I know, but you said you committed yourself to an hour of jaw pain.
No, the jaw pain is happening whether or not you spit out the gum.
What's
people
wrong
think
with
it's from
jaw,
chewing
dude?
That thing when it turns to concrete. No.
Yeah, how are you chewing it?
Your jaw is Your jaw is weak, Andy.
No, this is just a facet of fruit stripe gum.
Why don't they have the gum with the goo inside it anymore?
Was it Gushers?
Because it caused cancer.
Oh, shit. Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I have no idea.
I know.
I like the one that had like the Dr. Pepper flavor inside it.
Yes.
They just put Dr. Pepper syrup inside a gum, and you could chew it.
Yes.
And it would come in your mouth, and you'd enjoy it.
That's why. You know what it is? It's the Christian Coalition. They got to it. That focus on the family bullshit. Like, we can't have gum coming in kids' mouths. That's going to teach them to be gay.
It's going to teach them that cum tastes like Dr. Pepper, and that is a lie.
We don't want them sucking dicks trying to get the pepper. You can pepper from the store, not from a dick.
Cum tastes like salty socks. I mean,
it tastes like LaCroix soda. That soda is shit, by the way.
Wait, it's not soda. It's just sparkling water.
Well, yeah.
Well, they make it look like soda, and that makes me angry.
My old coworkers called LaCroix a box of lies. Because you look at it, and it looks like it's going to be like all, you know, fruity and flavorful. Because, you know, the packaging is like these deeply saturated colors and everything. You like actually pop it out, it's like, oh no, that's just sort of water and a little bitter. And like they probably looked at a fruit at some point.
I do not.
Sorry.
I was just going to say I do not understand why it all of a sudden blew up.
Yeah. No.
I don't either. And, like, there was a string of, like, insults that someone collected on Facebook. Just random people on Twitter insulting LaCroix soda. And one of them was like, it tastes like you're drinking sparkling water and someone's talking about fruit in another room. That was one of my favorites.
You guys ever think about how amazing it was that they used to sell kids candy cigarettes?
Yes. Oh, and Big League Chew. I did not realize it when I was a kid. I thought it was just like, you know, crazy, like, shredded bubble gum. But no, it's like
you're chewing
skull.
Tobacco.
Yeah, chewing tobacco.
Do they not sell that anymore?
I don't think you could.
I'm pretty sure they were both outlawed.
Or maybe it was just like, people are just like, you know what? We're just going to step away from this.
Is a brand of bubble gum. I think it's still around.
Oh, wow.
Do they still make Big League Chew? Fucking, why do you, people, like, Google puts these, people also ask, and the question is, do they still make Big League Chew? And you click on it, and there's not a yes or no. Yes or no. That's the first thing that you should write. Fuck you, Google.
Oh, well, I hate it when the title's like one thing, and then they start going to a story, and it's like, no, I don't need the story, I just want an answer.
Oh, I hate that. We're like, oh, you're not going to believe what this guy tweeted. And then it's like five paragraphs where you just show me the tweet. I'm like, I just wanted to see the tweet.
Well, apparently
but like a video, like, this new trailer is out. Let me tell you about it. No, I don't want you to tell me about it. The great thing about trailers is you can watch them.
they still sell candy cigarettes, by the way.
And according to Wikipedia, Big League Chew is still a thing.
Yep. I mean, yeah, it's still a thing, but I was trying to find it. Like, it says it's at Walmart, but who knows?
You're not going to go verify it?
I have to go to a Walmart to verify that.
No. I ain't going to Walmart. They killed Toys R Us.
Is that what happened?
No, not really. I mean, that was part of it, but it was a lot of things.
Okay.
Most of it was they got a leveraged buyout that saddled them with $5 billion of debt.
That's a lot of money.
And it was Bain. Oh, what? Sorry?
I was going to say, does a buyout mean like people are buying you, giving you money?
So they were in debt. And so it was like this thing where like they bundled people's debt together and somehow you can sell that as interest to somebody else and then you get money off of it and then you sell your shares and get out and the company's usually screwed.
Yep.
I can't remember what it's called. I've read several articles about it recently.
Oh, okay. But it's a legal thing.
Yes. Yeah. It's how Mitt Romney is rich.
I was going to say, it was Bain Capital that actually did it. So whoever's running against him for Senate in Utah just needs to be like, this guy killed Toys R Us.
There was something else that Bain just killed.
Campaign.
It was Toys R Us and something else from our childhood, but I can't remember what it was. Yeah, something else that they just did a leverage buyout on and died.
I'm actually impressed that you knew that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, don't be that impressed. I'm researching Toys R Us for I'm going to do the Christmas episode this week. This month is going to be about Toys R Us. Okay. I'm like, well, topical.
I was about to say, like, Tim, you are really up on the thing. Well, you see, it was leverage buyout. That.
Tim, by the way, I looked up the thing where people taking a shit on LaCroix.
Yes.
If you like LaCroix, you can honestly block me now. I don't need that negativity in my life.
That's a good one.
I just went to a birthday party last weekend. They're like, oh, we have drinks for the adults. And I opened the cooler. It was all LaCroix. I was like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You have lies. You have lies in a can.
With cursive font.
You have bullshit is what you have. Carbonated bullshit. I kicked the thing over and urinated on it. Someone goes, hey, that tastes better.
I do love Crystal Geyser.
At least there's a flavor now. Shall we close it down on some LaCroix hate?
I think so.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for another episode of Unfocused Jibber Jabber with three idiots.
Yep. We're your idiots. This was your jibber jabber.
Jibber jabber.
Jibber jabber fool.
I pity the fool. Now we're just saying Mr. T shit. Let's end this.
Is jibber jabber still around?
Jib jab?
Is that what it was? Jib jab?
Yes. Jibber jabber is Mr. T.
Oh, the thing where you put your head on the thing and it'll make it dance? Oh, yeah. That's still around. They still send me emails.
I will say this about Google. It is amazing how, like, you can just type in questions and Google will just, like, provide text with an answer. A lot of the time. Not all the time. I'm just like, wow, Google, you are amazing. Oh, shit. I'm going to try to talk to you, Google Home. Shut your mouth.
Thank you for calling me amazing.
No, Noah.
Noah's about to get into a her situation with his Google Home.
Shut your damn mouth.
Oh. An abusive her situation.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that went dark.
You speak what I tell you to speak.
Whoa.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Robot uprising has got to be harsh. Yeah.
Daddy and Robo-Mommy are fighting.
Never trust a leveraged buyout.
Not today, losing weight.
Yeah. This week I hate being at the new job and trying to puzzle out, am I actively dying right this second?
That is not a fun feeling.
No.
When I was having my anxiety, that was a thought that I thought way too much about. It's just like, I feel weird. Am I dying right now?
Yep. Yeah. And then I was like, don't be Noah.
I mean, it was true. Like, I don't know why. Like, and I think part of it, like, I don't know what dying feels like.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know if it feels like you it's feel like, slight.
If you could die once so you knew what it felt like.
Well, sometimes you hear people dying, they're like, oh, I felt a little weird. And then I had a heart attack. I was like, I feel a little weird right now.
Like my dad. Oh, man, I eat chicken now and I get heartburn. That's weird. I guess chicken's too rich for me now. No, that was a heart attack. Chicken was unrelated.
Tim? Real quick.
Wait. Andy hasn't said Donald J. Trump yet.
And Donald J. Trump. Fancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of TanCast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, TanCast is there as well. Go to TanCast.com for all your TanCast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official TanCast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official TanCast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
TanCast. Fuck, that thing has gotten chaotic. Like, even just in the past 24 hours, this is...
Wait. No, I was about to say something,
That's all I was doing. Right. You're extending this.
No, you weren't.
Yes.
Don't lie.
I was just saying, it's gotten chaotic. That was it.
You gotten chaotic.
I resubscribed this podcast.
Just to listen to him talk about his heart attack?
As soon as I got to the next level, they stopped talking about it. I'm like, unsubscribe!
Oh, you didn't even listen to them talk about Primo Kev?
I listened a little bit, but it just wasn't... Was it good?
Yeah, it made me laugh.
Okay. I don't know. I don't care so much anymore. I was like, I want to hear about him having a heart attack, and then now I'm done.
The one on his Ralph Garman show was even longer than that thing that they played.
Is that Hollywood Babylon?
No, it wasn't. It's Ralph Garman has his own show called The Ralph Report.
Ah.
Because he got fired from KLA something.
Why'd he get fired?
Whatever the fuck. The Kevin and Bean show on the radio in LA. I don't know what radio station it's on. But yeah, they didn't renew his contract.
Oh, so not necessarily fired, but...
I mean, essentially. It's effectively the same thing. He doesn't work there anymore. And they made it seem like the guys tried to make it seem like they didn't know what was going on, but in fact, Kevin and Bean were supposedly involved in the decision-making process.
I guess when I think of fired, I always think of like, hey, you know, you're drinking the job. You're no work anymore. You know what I mean? As opposed...
What have you heard?
Nothing.
Hey, Tim.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We heard you were drinking LaCroix on the job. You don't work here anymore.
Well, then you heard wrong.
All right.
All right. We did it.
Have a week.